Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The United States middle class is being wiped out. Here's the stats to prove it. That's Yahoo Finance. We'll be talking about it with Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. I'll be going through a host of news with Bob as he joins us every Friday to break down the economy. Then at about 45 after, Bob is going to leave us, and I'm going to get into the big stack of eugenics news, population reduction, population control info that's coming out. It is very important. Rockefeller study envisions future global dictatorship controlled by elite. That is the PrisonPlanet.com headline by Paul Watson. Key info we'll talk about with Bob also before he leaves us. So he's coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's continue with your phone calls. Quickly, Matt in D.C., you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I just wanted to say thank you for doing more than anybody else in the world to fight against this new world order. And secondly, I actually have to disagree with you when you say that you're not smarter than average. You're probably way above average when it comes to intelligence, just based on your discernment. And it's the duty of great men to lead. Alex, most people go cross-eyed when they try to process the amount of input that you do on a daily basis. And we need to know when you're going to step up and run for political office. I mean, run for mayor of Austin or governor of Texas, and you'll have millions of people migrating just to go vote in that election.
You know, again, one person, I mean, even if Ron Paul has said if he was elected president, that because he would follow the Constitution, he couldn't change everything and reverse what's happened. He could be a focal point and a bully pulpit to do a lot, and he's going to run for president again, folks. He'll announce it in the next year or even sooner. I mean, he hasn't told me that, but he says he thinks about it every day, and he understands his responsibility, and he is a statesman in a gaggle of criminal politicians. And so, he couldn't fix it all himself. I can't. I get a lot more done being on the radio and TV and the film, sir. We are having an effect with what we're doing. And politics is such a dirty business. One time I got talked into filing for state rep, and I dropped out in a week because I was getting so much support, and it freaked me out. And I was reading the rules. They've written the rules where you can't follow the law and get elected legally in the campaign rules. That way they can selectively enforce against you. So at this point, and I don't really ever intend to run for political office. At this point, I don't intend to do that. I'm just here covering the news and the information. I mean, we're reaching millions of people a day, millions of new people every week. It's growing exponentially. Why should we stop what's working? I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, I don't think you'd have to stop. You could just do what you're doing and then have people come in and vote for you. I mean, it's not that you're wrong. I completely agree with everything you say.
Well, Austin is incredibly corrupt because we do have 100% election fraud. I've proven it. It's been even in the paper when I've caught them back in 98 and again in 2000. I mean, it's just total fraud. That's why you can't vote them out, and they're stealing everything. This is probably one of the most corrupt cities in the country. It's also the most wealthy per capita, and that's why the bloodsuckers are here. They are looting the public. So, I mean, I can't even run for office here. There's no elections in Austin. I'm not kidding. I mean, but listen, I appreciate your kind words, Matt. You need to run for office. Let's talk to, well, there's no time to go to calls. We're about to go to break, short segment. We're going to come back and go to Bob Chapman, and we'll talk to Kyle, Matt, Wendy, Tom, and many others. Hey, I'm so excited. You know, I've had this idea for years, never done it on air. We've shown up in the top three of Google and Yahoo trends. When you do that, millions of new people see your material, but it's always some article we've written or something, which is important. Why not have the Obama deception be number one? Well, how do you do that? You go to Yahoo and Google search engines, you type the Obama deception in, and you do it over and over again. Just keep entering it in the search engine and hit enter, let it load, go back, enter it again. Obama deception, the Obama deception. Enter it, enter it, enter it. Send it out on mass tweets, send it out on Facebook, send it out on MySpace. But most importantly, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Yahoo. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And hey, coming up Sunday, I'll give you a report on the success of it. I think it's going to be big. Unless they game it, we'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's a great time to have Bob Chapman join us, as he does every Friday, to be able to break down from his decades of research and experience as a financial advisor and researcher. He's had a great track record of predicting key trends with what's unfolded. The dollar is dropping again. The Chinese have gotten rid of the United States AAA rating as well as Europe. We'll discuss what that means to the layman out there. People say, well, I don't care. I don't buy U.S. bonds. Well, this is the stock of the country. They've passed the Federal Reserve dictatorship takeover in the Senate and the House. And Goldman Sachs has been slapped on the wrist. So we'll talk about it all with Bob Chapman. Bob, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you very much. Lots of things going on, and I appreciate your comment. Goldman got slapped in the wrist. It's the only country in the world that I know of where you can steal $5 billion, pay a fine of $550 million, so that means you take about $4.5 billion in profit, and that just proves crime pays in America. It's a terrible example for people in college, especially, and in business, to witness such a thing. You know, 4 months ago, the firm that is run by Mr. Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, they admitted that they had cheated the United States government, defrauded them out of $300 million, and they paid a $100 million fine and kept the rest. and we can hark back to the late 1980s when we had that scandal, the Milken scandal. And he stole $3 billion, gave $1 billion back to the government, and spent maybe 18 months in jail and lived happily ever after. And, you know, there's two sets of rules, and there's one for us, and the other set of rules are for the Illuminists, and they get away with everything. And it's really disgraceful and disgusting that they get charged chump change.
Well, they do. And, of course, hundreds and hundreds of billions were given to the larger consortiums that they then paid the money out via AIG. When we see numbers in Bloomberg, we haven't gotten new numbers in 7 months, of $28 trillion meted out to the Federal Reserve and others, in layman's terms, break down the different ways they're looting us and how Bloomberg arrived at the $28 trillion number.
Well, I don't know exactly how they came to that number, but I do know what they do. And number one, which is one of the worst things that they do, is they'll do placements and underwritings and secondaries. And as they place the stock or the bonds, they short it. I mean, here they are convincing people that they should go long bonds in ABC company or stock in XYZ company. Or a private secondary in OMP company, and the minute the thing is sold, they're shorting the stock or the bond. I mean, they make a lot of money doing that. And this latest fiasco with the dollar, where on the USDX, which is an index of six major currencies versus a dollar, it went from having gone down to 74, it went back up to 89. Now, what did that happen? Well, what they did was they were instrumental in exposing Greece. Now, everybody knew who was in Europe and in New York. And they knew Greece should have never been accepted into the Eurozone in the first place. And they had two sets of books. And how did they know that? They set the two sets of books up for them. And they lied about what they had and that they qualified. And so what they and J.P. Morgan Chase did was that they shorted, bet that the euro was going to go down, and they bought the dollar long starting last October. Well, over the last month or 6 weeks, what they've done is covered their short in the euro and sold their long position in the dollar and reaped billions of dollars in profit and almost single-handedly destroyed the Eurozone. Now, the dollar is falling again because they're out of the market. The manipulation is over. And where's the next stop? Well, I think it's selling around 82 right now. So we're probably going to get down and test 74. And it might even break and get down to 71.18, which was the lowest low of all time.
What is that going to mean for gold?
Well, I think it's my feeling that about 14, 15 months ago, gold finally decoupled from the dollar. And that happened because there's a choice there. Do you want to be long gold or long the dollar? The only real currency in the world is gold because it doesn't owe anybody anything. And I think the realization is out there now that gold is better than the dollar. And so I think the reflection of what the dollar does is only 20% into what gold does. And when the big players like Goldman and Morgan see and know that the dollar is going to go down, they deliberately hit gold. They're the ones who are shorting gold today, the two of them. And I'm sure.
But every time they push it down, it just pops back up. Now, what was this London Telegraph report of this secret 380-ton, or very close to the entire gold supply for 1 year, what's mined and refined in 1 year. What was going on with that manipulation?
Well, first of all, I think it's fraudulent. I don't think the event ever happened. I think they're lying.
Well, you've always talked about that. You've always talked about that. You say that what happens there is that they just say it on paper to drive down the price.
Exactly. And it is possible that they've done that, but there's no reason to do it. And first they said a commercial bank was involved, and they don't do business with commercial banks, only central banks. Now, of course, the question arises, the swapper, was it a central bank or a consortium of central banks, or did a consortium exist at all? You see, they won't tell you these things. And because they won't tell you these things, you have to assume that they're lying. There's no other way to go on it. It's just like the CPI and the PPI and the employment figures. They're lies. And so you've got to assume that everything else is.
And let's expand.
It's no better.
Bob, I want you to continue on that line, but I want to expand on that in layman terms for people. If banks can sell each other 380 tons of gold secretly, but the higher level areas of the market know what's going on and it's reflected, by selling it at a lower price and it's only on paper, the gold never moves. And that's what GATA and the congressional hearings have all reported on. That's how they manipulate it, because it's a paper transaction that they'll just quietly swap back later. But specifically dealing with secrecy, we have all these congressmen and Senate members saying, we want to know where these trillions went. And the Goldman Sachs people and the head of the Federal Reserve, the Treasury head, they'll never say where it goes. That's an example of this out in the open, incredibly insane secrecy. And now Ron Paul concurs with me. So does Napolitano reading the bill. I want to get your take on it. But even the Washington Post admits this new bill they've passed, the financial reform, gives the Federal Reserve massive control over the economy and even less oversight by Congress. In the words of the Washington Post, almost total autonomy. So speak to that.
Well, they're absolutely right. And we've discussed this a long time ago and multiple times on the program. And they're going to take over the SEC, the CFTC, which is Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, the FDIC, and a new agency, which is for consumer protection. And they're going to have an oversight board, which they appoint the people. It's just like me saying, well, we're going to have a board to oversee talk radio programs, and Alex is going to read it and lead the panel. It's just silly, and it's obfuscation, it's lack of transparency. They don't want you to know what they're doing, because if the public finds out what they're doing, they'll say, "Well, how can we allow that?" And they'll try to stop it. We should be going the other way with the privately owned Federal Reserve. We should be getting rid of it. And, of course, that's what Ron Paul.
Exactly. Instead of auditing it, instead of abolishing it, they're like, here, total control over everything in the economy, including individuals' debit cards. That's in the bill. And they agree not even look at curbing derivatives until 2022.
That's right, which leaves them a long time to do their mischief. And they'll come up with something different at that time, if, in fact, we've got a government at that time. And these kind of things are what is driving people out of the country. The U.S. government, day before yesterday, imposed a $450 charge on people who want to give up their citizenship. Now, they hadn't had a fee before, but obviously they have a lot of people who are requesting that. And I don't recommend people do that out of hand. And if one were to want to do that, you'd have to have a citizenship in another country before you do that, because you'd never be able to go anywhere because you wouldn't have a passport. So it's something to think about. But this is a reflection of that. And, you know, I get letters all the time. What state do I go to? What country do I go to? How do I get away from this monstrosity? And quite frankly, you don't. You got to fight them. And
well, that's
why we're here today.
That's right. Welcome to the New World Order. They admit at the OECD and the XM Bank and the IMF, the World Bank, world government with private Madoff-type people running everything. Bernie Madoff, with this legislation passing, is now literally in control of your job, your bank account, your debit card, everything. You think you've been hurt so far? They're going to rape us and rape us and rape us and rape us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Bob Chapman's our guest. Bob, as every week passes, we get a clearer image of exactly what the globalists are doing, and I've come to the realization this week that it's very clear that they're going to go for a full collapse, total depression to try to bankrupt everyone and make people depend on government and consolidate the economy. But at the same time, as Brzezinski and others said, people are now going past the puppet politicians and identifying the banking cartel as the source of corruption and oppression. And so time is running out for them. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, first of all, you segue into exactly what I wanted to say. And I was talking with Jim Corbett this morning,
And I had said, why hasn't Danny Esselin come out with more information, and Jim Tucker as well, regarding the Bilderberger meeting? And Jim says, well, because everybody knows about it now. It's all out in the open. And I said, well, that's because of talk radio and the Internet. And I said, I guess you're right. So they're going for it exactly as you say they are. And they're going for the whole thing. They want to take everything down so they can force us to accept their world government. And we got to stop them. We have to inform the people. We have to do the best we can in November to get rid of the charlatans and crooks out of Congress. And I think we might have some success at that. But it's the truth. We got to get more and more people the truth all over the world, and that's what we're doing.
Well, before Bilderberg even started this year, a month and a half ago or so, I wrote articles with Paul Watson saying, you know, Bilderberg, the open conspiracy, and pointed out that now they say things at Davos that we got in Bilderberg documents from 50 years ago that they've released. Now they say things in the Financial Times of London that was secret. They admit world government. They admit they want an authoritarian system. They admit all of this because they tried to deny it as long as they could, calling us conspiracy theorists. Now they just discredit themselves when they stonewall. So they're admitting it, but trying to put a spin on it. And so they're definitely now naked in what they're doing.
That's right. And that gives them exposure only one way. And that's what leads me to believe that they're going to turn the episode in Europe, the five weak countries which can't pay their bills and can't pay the debt back. I think they're going to allow, again, decentralization in Europe. And the reason I say that is that Germany, the German people, who never wanted to be in the EU, did not want to be in the Euro, and they still don't, are discussing the possibility of writing off two-thirds to one-half of all the debt of the five nations that are in trouble, euphemistically called pigs, and I despise that. I don't think they should use such a term, no matter what you think of the countries. And there's a lot of people who live in those countries that don't deserve that. But that's why Germany is pointing in this direction at that time. And that will lead to a breakup of the euro, and force the elitists to go to the SDR, special drawing right. And there's a good chance it could break up the European Union in that form of decentralization. And that would be ultimately good for them if they get caught and can't get out of it. The other way they can do it is by having a war and say, hey, we didn't do this. The war did it. I mean, that wasn't in our intention. And so I think that's what's coming down the pike. And I think the first one after the euro collapses, which I think it will, I think the next event will be pressure in the EU by the UK, which I think will withdraw and put on tariffs on goods and services, and the U.S. will follow, and that should break up the EU and a lot of the treaty agreements between nations regarding free trade and globalization.
You're absolutely right, Bob. How do you see them trying to actually implement this Federal Reserve takeover? Because I've got reports here from ABC News. Senator Shelby and others say financial reform will be repealed.
Well, I hope they're right, but in order to do that, we have to help them. And how do we help them? We make sure that we get rid of lots of incumbents who are on the payroll of Wall Street, banking, insurance, pharmaceutical companies, and transnational conglomerates. And if we can do that, we get a shot at it.
Now, Bob, to throw this out as we go to break, I get emails, calls, and see comments on our site saying, Alex, why are you against financial reform? Let's get the bankers. The bankers run the Congress. This is giving them more power. This financial reform is like saying, oh, a demon possessed somebody, so let's possess them with Satan. I mean, it's so elementary.
And you're right. And people just don't understand. Even people who have business degrees and even masters in business, they don't know what we're talking about. They will if we talk about it long enough and make them understand the simple terms.
Yep, stay there, Bob. We're going to come right back with you and some phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, July 16, 2010 edition. We're going right back to Bob Chapman and some of your phone calls here in just a moment. And towards the end of the hour, I'm going to hit some final eugenics news here that is so important for everyone out there to understand. But I wanted to put on screen one version of my film, The Obama Deception. It's free on YouTube. You can buy the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com and have it in the highest quality with the extras and support us. We appreciate that. But we want to get this out to the public. And we are having listeners today try to, I mean, BP is not even in the top 10 on Google and Yahoo trends. Millions of people every day go to the front pages of these sites. They look at what the top stories are. You're able to drive it to the top. If you put the term, the Obama deception, just go into Google and type the Obama deception in, hit enter, it'll bring up the results, back out again, put your cursor on it, click it so it's a new search, and just keep re-entering it at least 15 times. It'll take you a couple minutes. You don't have to type it in each time. After you type it in, you hit search. Then you put your cursor in there, click it so it thinks it's a new search, or change one letter, you know, erase the N, put an N back on it. But it's easier just to, that guy, show them. Show them. I mean, most listeners know this, but if you go to YouTube or Google and look at the comments there, it says search the Obama deception on Yahoo or Google now. Info Warriors Unite. So our great listeners are in there on that particular video. That's just the individual video with the most views, 6.5 million. It's well over 25 million altogether. And they're in there promoting search the Obama deception on YouTube and Google and Yahoo. And so all you do is you go to Google and you type the Obama deception in the search box. You hit enter. And then after it loads, you just put your cursor in the middle of the Obama deception text and click it so that it knows it's a new search. And then it still says the Obama deception. Re-enter it. You can do that hundreds of times. It'll guaranteed go to the top. Now listen, many times I have had my videos already number one on the web and be the top search, and it gets millions of new people to see them. We're just artificially doing this here today, so there's not Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson. I mean, the BP oil spill isn't even in the top 10. That should be number one. This is culture jamming, and you can also do it on Twitter and Facebook, and people are doing it, and I want to commend you. Sunday, 4 to 6, I'll be able to come back and report to you with screenshots of how well we did. We're going back to Bob here in just a moment. His website, of course, is theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll give you a toll-free number where you can get a free trial subscription before he leaves us. So make sure you have that number, Bob. Always springing on him in the last minute. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors here. One of them is Pure Water Freedom. Your municipal water supplies have poison dumped in them, fluoride, mercury, lead. Go research it for yourself. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, your shower, your bath, they've got a whole house. They've got basic water filters. They've got a giant line of high quality made in America, made in the United States. Purewaterfreedom.com, ladies and gentlemen. Purewaterfreedom.com. Protect yourself and your family. And lastly, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand on the bread line if you have your own bread. All produced right here in America, freshly every month. A bunch of different great food lines, gourmet dishes, basic dishes, raw. I mean, they've got it all. Special diets, eFoodsDirect.com. With all this craziness, you need to be self-sufficient if society goes into a depression. And unfortunately, we're in one, and it's only going to get worse because the globalists are running things. We've tried to stop it. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or give them a call. Get a free brochure or information, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, going back to Bob. Bob, I want to jam a few calls in while you're here because you can speak on any issue. You've been fighting the globalists for close to 50 years, you know, an icon in the movement for liberty. But before we go to the calls, any other points you haven't added today that you think are important?
No, I think we've covered some of the highlights, things that are in the news, the things that are coming. No, we got it good. Let's bring on the callers. They're our bread and butter.
All right, Kyle in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I was just listening to your show this afternoon, and I noticed that you're asking everybody to do some searches on search engines and Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. For those people who sit down at the computer 5 or 6 times a day just to check their stuff and then they get up and leave, they're probably not going to think about doing the search for you. There are, however, really, really simple to use add-ons for just about any browser out there that can automatically do searches for them or refresh current searches that they have.
Google will ask you, hey, do you want us to give you updates on this term?
Yeah, that and, extensions. Like, just for example, Google has one, and I use it for this exact purpose, Reload Every. No, that's Firefox. Firefox has one called Reload Every, and it can set up a refresh for you randomly or every 1 second or 10 seconds or 10 minutes or however often you want it to search for you.
I read about this, that the mainstream media has these to push Lindsay Lohan and stuff. The media is already doing this themselves.
Correct. So this is a tool that InfoWarriors and Patriots who just leave their computers on, that they can install on their browsers that will help
Do me a favor. Send me a list of those, and I'm going to send it to Watson and ask him to do a blurb, or I'll have Matt Ryan do it. Aaron's busy with filmmaking with me today. But we need to get that done and have an article about this and have the add-ons there so people know what's going on. Bob, what's your take on this?
I think it's a great idea. And as you say, others are doing it, so why shouldn't we do it? So let's do it. And let's put that particular DVD right in the front of people so they can see what's really going on.
The Obama deception. Kyle, God bless you. Tom in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Bob and Alex.
Hello.
Hey, listen, real quick, Bob, do you see in the next 6 to 9 months a breakdown, a bankrupting of the local municipalities where the police departments and stuff can't run?
That was a question I meant to ask Bob. Stay there because I want to throw that out. I mean, it's already happening in Ohio and Michigan and Florida and California where they say we're not going to pave the streets in L.A., the sidewalks. We're going to lay off a bunch of cops. And they won't respond to burglary and robbery. I mean, this is really happening. So I don't see it happening. It's already happening. And Gerald Celente's prediction of total collapse by December, unfortunately, looks like it may happen. Bob Chapman.
Possible. I don't think it's probable. And one of the reasons why is people are going to have to be pushed to the very edge because people are not lawbreakers in America. Yes, we have criminals, but every society has criminals.
But it's almost like these police chiefs saying we're not going to stop crime. They're trying to encourage a collapse.
No, I just think they want to keep their jobs and they want to do a good job, generally speaking. And it's great disappointment. And I can understand that. And I think they should think in terms of, well, it's not going to be forever either. I mean, if the state or the city or the county can raise enough money, they can hire policemen back again.
Well, then, Bob, give us your timeline. I mean, how bad is this depression going to get? We are in a depression. Do you agree?
Yes. And we started a year ago, February. I think that the Fed is going to go to creating money and credit. How long will that last? Probably 2 years. What will that do? It'll lift the economy exactly as you saw in the last 5 quarters where we gained about 3.5% plus on GDP because $2.5 trillion was injected.
But we know that's cooked numbers. They claim unemployment's 9.4 and all the experts say it's over 22.
Well, that's true. The only thing is they're going to try to skate this thing through until after the next election, not this one, but the following one. And that's what I think they're going to do it. And what that'll be accompanied by higher inflation, and it'll probably knock unemployment back a point or two from 22.2 to perhaps 20.2, but it's not going to be substantial. And that's what they'll get out of it. We should get 14% inflation easy. It might be much higher than that.
So you're saying inflation. Okay. Tom, anything else?
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to let you know here in San Antonio yesterday, we had a much older plainclothes police officer from the city of San Antonio in here with two Kosovo nationals. And one of our employees asked him, said, hey, where are you guys from? And they said, we're from Kosovo. And, of course, that alarmed me. And I, you know, look at, there's Police International. You take a look at that company. And this guy looked like a stormtrooper. They were in a plainclothes car. He let her out of the back door, and it was very suspicious. I mean, so what do we have a city of San Antonio police doing running around with Kosovo nationals and police cars?
They're training with foreign troops everywhere. We've shot the video. We have the military admitting it. I mean, they admit they want to use foreign assets domestically. Thank you, Tom. Joe from Chicago, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
I'm really shocked at Bob's prognostication. I read that the Europeans were predicting that the euro would be up to $1.50 by by December. China was striving for a basket of currencies. And number two, China is very enraged about these English American rating agencies and wanted to form their own. What's your opinion, Bob?
Yeah, how does that tie into the AAA rating being lost for Europe and the U.S.?
Well, China is doing what's proper. They're right in their assessment. And you talk about another currency, it's the SDR. The Chinese have been given the IMF dollars and getting SDRs in return. So they're behind that movement. They're not against it. And if you look at today's figures that just came out, you'll see that during the month of May, China was a large seller of dollar-denominated assets. And so they're exiting the dollar, as other countries are.
Yeah, that was actually in CNBC today, that they're for the first time moving out of the dollar. They're not purchasing a lot of T-bills.
Yeah, that's visible. And they've done some of that before, which wasn't as visible. And so normally, a year and a half ago, 64.5% of the foreign exchange of foreign nations was in U.S. dollars. That figure is around 59.5% right now. So there's dumping going on. And, of course, it's going to be expedited by the fall in the dollar. And incidentally, in that fall of the dollar, which we just experienced, and it's in motion, not only the Chinese were sellers, but other central banks as well were sellers. And so all they did was get a second chance to sell.
Well, our industrial base has collapsed. Our industrial base has collapsed. Our credit is collapsing. Our dollar is collapsing. I mean, we're already in a collapse. Collapse isn't imminent. The question is, how deep will it go? Thanks for the call, Joe. Real fast, Bob, how deep will it go?
Extremely deep over a period of time. And, you know, I don't like to pick dates. It's very, very, very hard. I mean, I picked recently the circumstances of default and a new currency, the SDR, and revaluation and devaluation. But trying to put a time frame on it is extremely difficult because things change so fast. So the same thing is true about insurrection in America or any other country. It's there. It's latent. We don't have the we may not have the local police forces to keep order, and that will expedite craziness.
So the volcano is active.
It could get real bad, but I don't know when, but I think it's coming.
So the volcano is active and trending towards eruption.
Right, and, you know, Gerald can pick by December, and he may well be right. I just don't know.
Well, I hope
just
he's
know
wrong.
It's bad, and we're going to get there.
I hope he's wrong, but he's a smart guy. That's why we have him on. Let's go ahead and talk. Let's talk to Duff in Kansas. You're on the air, Duff.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Just a couple of things real quick. You know, listening to you guys, I listen to your program daily. I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber. But
thank you.
Listening to you guys, I've done a lot of things different. And one real good example that goes out to your listeners, our company, which is a real small company, changed our IRAs. And we got the pamphlets last night. I went on the internet and was looking at their pamphlet, comparing it to the S&P 500, which our new retirement's connected to, and started doing my research. Their graphs didn't match what the stock market's graphs showed. Their graphs were completely wrong. But the first story I came across on my iPhone connected to the S&P 500 was the collapse of middle-class society. You know, so I do things completely different today as a result of listening to your program. And the other point that I wanted to make is the way I watch the news is also different. You know, I don't watch mainstream, but one of my favorite news channels I do watch is RT. And one of the most amazing things that they reported on last night was that Russia and Germany were having talks together about using food as a weapon.
Wow, I'm going to have to look into that. I'm on RT today, coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes from now. I'm scheduled to be on there live. I appreciate your call, but that was another question I had for Bob, and the callers are reminding me of questions I had. We have companies creating subsidiaries, bankrupting the old one to steal pensions. We have companies reducing pensions. We have an acceleration of the government, quote, ordering private pension funds to invest in failed banks. That's Bloomberg and Reuters. And so we are seeing an acceleration of the system going after the pension funds. Bob, your take on that?
Well, it's coming. And I don't know when. I know they're not going to tackle it before the next election. If they do, it'll be after that time. And if there's major changes, I think they might have to put it off for some time. Although I see in the present administration, things being brought forward, which is suicidal, and that would be suicidal as well, under the terrible unemployment and debt circumstances. And you just look at this immigration situation with Arizona. 90%, 94%, two surveys say the people agree with Arizona, and yet the president's pushing it. Why is he pushing it? Because his handlers are telling him that's what you're going to do.
Well, he has a mission. People keep saying, why is Obama doing this? It's destroying him. He's a puppet. He's birdcage liner. He's a trash bag. They'll throw him out whenever they want. God forbid they assassinate him, but many are saying impeachment or embalmment. And, you know, he's got a job to do. Bob, it's always great having you on. God willing, you'll be on with us next Friday. Bob, tell folks how they can call and get a free introductory copy of the International Forecaster.
They can go to 877-479-8178. That's toll-free. 877-479-8178. You can get a copy, a hard copy or an email copy, or you can get a free one-year subscription by getting a small gold coin.
Yeah, the fifth of an ounce, Frank, great deal. That's from Midas Resources offering that. You can also call 800-686-2237 and get the same offer. Thank you so much, Bob. We look forward to seeing you again in the near future, my friend.
I do, too, and thanks y'all for listening. Bye-bye.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
When I'm on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'm going to cover this in more detail. We're going to produce a special video this weekend for viral release. It'll be out by tomorrow. It's going to deal with eugenics, where I'm going to show you a bunch of food and their labels and the different poisons that are in them. But a key study that Aaron Dykes found, Rockefeller study envisions food, future dictatorship controlled by the elite, and it gets into controlling food, through the environment, total control, martial law, millions dead, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, biometric IDs to travel, to live. Read what these monsters are planning for you. And it's the same thing in hundreds of globalist documents like EcoScience and others. Continuing, it's now hitting what I call the mainstream. Mark Morano, the chief environmental advisor to the Republicans, population control advocate, wanted to sterilize food and water. And, of course, the previous chief aide to Senator Inhofe. The point is he's pretty mainstream, and he's now just quoting what's in the writings of Paul Ehrlich, who also co-wrote this with the White House science czar, on P. Holdren, EcoScience. So, again, that's starting to hit the news. Of course, we covered all these news headlines constantly. Sterilize the poor and bring back the workhouse. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Would recession be good for the environment? Lowering your carbon footprint. All these propaganda pieces about how we've got a lower population. Time magazine saying the only child myth, how it's good for the environment and the economy to not have children, which is totally ridiculous. Who's going to pay for Social Security? And the West is dying here. And who do you think reads this? The West. It's the middle class people not having kids. I mean, of course, that's the globalist competition, though. They don't want any competition. They want anybody who can even read to be dead, like Pol Pot. There's another one. U.S. taxpayers have subsidized a new U.N. agency promoting abortion, CNS News. And I wanted to go over some fluoride dangers. Environmental group slams food fluoride levels. 900 parts per million in powdered eggs. I mean, one part per million doubles bone cancer, brain damage. Imagine 900 parts per million. And they just go through what the FDA allows to be put in hundreds of foods that you're not being told about. And they spray it on the crops as a pesticide because it kills bugs, and then it leaches in and precipitates and concentrates within the food crops. Here's another one. Environmental group petitions EPA to restrict fluoride pesticides. It just goes on and on. I just want to warn people about this. Excess fluoride taints water at Anchorage military base. High levels can lead to stomach ailments and even death. That's the Anchorage Daily News. I mean, this is what's going on. They put this in your water, folks. This is so sick. They're doing it on purpose. It's in the Ehrlich books. It's in the Holdren books. They're doing it. Here's another one. Time magazine, death by fluoride. Goes back to a guy who killed a bunch of mental patients by putting extra fluoride in their milk and in their eggs. I mean, that's Time magazine, death by fluoride. 85% of kids drink snacks could contain high levels of lead. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is the type of stuff that I'm looking at each and every day. They bankrupt you to drive you into submission. They bankrupt you to make you be under the control of the government. They socialize health care so they can literally have panels that decide what health care you get. This is on record. This is what the White House is now saying. Here's CNS News. Obesity rating for every American must be included in stimulus mandated electronic health records, tracking how much you weigh. That's in the stimulus bill that's passed. We have got to warn everyone. I mean, it's ridiculous. We should take over our cities peacefully and say no fluoride. And when they say they're putting fluoride in, that's a catch term for hundreds of other deadly chemicals. We should tell them, don't genetically modify our crops. Don't genetically modify the salmon with insect genes. The studies show it will cause the regular salmon's population to go extinct within 40 generations. And that's 40 years, one generation a year. I mean, that's mainstream news, McClatchy newspapers. They admit the aspartame is causing miscarriages and death, mainstream news. We got to warn people. This is more important than Lindsay Lohan. It's incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.